Good morning, everyone. You are here on 1TRadio.com listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa. Oh, how is everybody today? I feel gobsmacked, whatever that means. That's just the word that came to mind just now in my head, gobsmacked. Because I don't know if it's the eclipse or if it's the ascension symptoms, but I feel like I need to go lie down, which is not, well, I guess I could do the show vertically or horizontally. I'd prefer to do it vertically, but horizontal wouldn't be a bad idea right now. I gotta say, the last 2 days, excuse me, I might be doing that a lot. The last few days, I should say, but especially the last 2 days, I'm not sure exactly what's going on with the energy, but yesterday in the middle of, well, not the middle of the day, towards the end of the day, probably around 6 p.m. or so. That's not the middle of the day. For me, that's more the end of the day. 6 p.m., I just started to feel so tired. Actually, I was feeling tired in the middle of the afternoon, a lot earlier, which was kind of weird. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I could stand up any longer. But just every now and then, I'll just feel like I really can't stand up any longer and I just have to lie down because the energy, you know, we'll get a solar flare or a CME and something will just happen and I'll feel it right away and I'll have to like lie down basically. So yesterday it happened early in the day and I stuck it out. I was okay. But then around 6 o'clock, I had to just lie down and go horizontal. So I'm hoping I don't have to do that now because my head basically feels like it's swimming around on top of my body. And I'm laughing because I don't know what else to do, honestly. I know this must sound extremely strange, but if you know me, it's actually not that strange. I have a feeling I'm not the only one, and whatever I'm feeling, it is pretty intense. So let me just say that. So I have a feeling the eclipse has something to do with it, just because it's been going on the last couple of days. And normally, I'm pretty, I can't even think of the word for it now. I mean, normally I'm way out there, but I'm as far out there as you can get right about now. So I will do my best to make some sense here for the rest of you so that you don't think I'm completely whacked, which I probably am, but oh well, that's why we're all here. So anyway, today is Monday, September 16th, 2024, and it's 10:06 a.m. I'm sorry, I got a couple minutes late start this morning, just because my physical body is, God bless my physical body. My physical body is doing the best that she possibly can under the circumstances with all the energies and the ascension energies and the solar flares and the eclipses and the transits and God knows what else is happening out there. I know a little bit about astrology, but listening to Mark this morning, oh my gosh, Mark is so good. He knows so much, and I love listening to him. But listening to him this morning, you have to go listen to his show. If you don't listen to Mark, I don't know where you've been. It's crazy, because Mark is wonderful. Mark is like so good at astrology, and he always manages to, I always manage to learn something new every time I listen to him. And he just always manages to really nail it. Like when he talks about what's happening with the energies. So yeah, definitely listen to him on the replay or every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, if you want to listen to him live, but he's in the on-demand. If he's not there already, I'm sure he will be soon. So definitely go listen to his shows. He's great. Everybody's great, but I'm just talking about astrology right now. So that's why I'm referencing Mark. And plus, he's the owner of the station. So that's not a bad thing. He makes it possible for us all to be here. So much love and thanks to Mark. And much love and thanks to Jay, my producer, for being so patient with me. Because I just needed a few extra minutes this morning, and sometimes that happens. Being in a physical body when you're having energy upgrades can be challenging, and that's what's happening. I know it is for me right now, and I know it is for, it's happening for all of us in different ways. Everybody's getting upgraded because our physical bodies are being allowed and groomed and cultivated to hold more light, to hold more light. That's the best way I can put it. And to enable us to raise our consciousness higher and higher. And when that happens in a very dense physical body, or even a not so dense physical body, some people's bodies are more dense than others, and that's fine. But whatever your body looks like or feels like, we're all getting upgraded one way or another, and it feels different to everyone. It just does. And I'm a person who tends to be a bit sensitive. And so my physical body is feeling it this morning, most assuredly. Excuse me one second while I cough. Yeah, so I was in my dance class the other day. Had a slight coughing fit because it's one of the things that's been happening with me, my sinuses and my digestion. And it's like that whole, I don't know if it's linked or what, but the whole system just seems to want to like freak out, especially in the morning. Usually it calms down during the day, but the last 2 days, like I was saying, I don't know what's going on in my sciences, but it just feels like insanity and warfare. So that's where I will leave that. So let's go to the Facebook page and let me tell you how to get there. We have a Facebook page where you can leave comments and you can chat with me live and you can ask me questions if you want to. I'm actually not a crazy person. I am actually very down to earth most of the time, even though I am up in the clouds more often than not. And as I was saying, I'm sorry, somebody just sent me a text because I forgot to shut off my, or put on my do not disturb for my phone. So I got distracted. That's what ADHD will do to you. Excuse me. Sorry, guys. I meant to mute myself before I cleared my throat just then. But let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat so that you can chat with me if you would like to. I am, as I was saying, I'm sorry guys, my throat's like really being a pain in the ass today. One sec. Okay. If you would like to speak to me personally here through Facebook during the show today, as I do just happen to be a certified spiritual psychology practitioner and pretty well versed in all the spiritual things that have to do with our earthly life, you can reach me over there. So just get on your device or your computer and put in 12radio.com. That will take you right over into our main 12radio page, and on the left side, you will see some options, and one of them is chat. So hit chat, and that will take you over into our Facebook page. It's really not as complicated as it sounds. Very simple. And then once you're there, you can join the group. And if you've already joined the group, then you can scroll down and just look for my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And if you go into the chat room, you will see what I'm seeing, and you will see Renee. Hey, Renee. Good to have you here. And you will see Shell. And she says, long time since I've tuned in. Excited to listen. I missed you, Shell. I noticed you were not here for a while. I always notice when people don't show up for a while because I always wonder what's going on, and I will let you in on a secret. It's something I don't do purposely necessarily. It's something that just sort of happens, but I feel into your energy just to not to be nosy or anything like that, but just because it's what I do. I just feel into people's energy. It's just a natural thing for me. So I feel into people's energy sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes when I don't see them for a while, and I can kind of get a sense of like why they're gone and where they've been and what they're doing. Which I don't mean to sound creepy or anything like that. It's not like I'm stalking you or anything. It's like a momentary thing. It's like, oh, I can feel this person, and I can kind of feel what they're up to. And it's kind of either a positive or a, maybe not so great feeling. So I can kind of feel what's going on with them. So Shell, if you're interested, I will just say that I know that you felt a bit overwhelmed lately, because I could feel that. And I hope that you're feeling better now. Pamela's here. You'll see Pamela if you look in the chat too. All the lovely people. Ah, and Quelly. Hey, Quelly. She says, Monday blessings, Lori. And Pamela says, happy Monday to the lovely Lori and the awesome 12 crew. Yay. Okay. Cough one more time. I'm going to take a drink of water, guys, because my sinuses are just driving me nuts. Which is kind of like the last thing you want on a radio show, but it is what it is. So, okay. Now that I've got you here with me, all right. Sorry about that. Now that I've got you here with me, I am going to let you know also that if you would like a reading, a card pull, I can do that. I would love to answer questions in the chat if you have any. Originally, when I first started the show, that was the format that I was planning on. It doesn't always work out that way, and that's totally fine too. I always have a good time with the show no matter what happens. But I originally thought that, well, here I am, a spiritual psychology practitioner, and everybody needs some sort of help at some point. So I can answer questions about life and about love and about anything in your life that you would like help with. So I figured I would have like all these questions to answer every week, but I don't, and that's okay. Sometimes you all have questions, and I love answering them, but I can also do other things. I can also, like I said, pull a card for you. I can do, what else can I do? I can do a lot of things. I just can't do them all in the air. But anyway, that's a couple of things I can do. So I can chat with you in the Facebook chat if you just want to tell me what's going on in your life. We can talk about just life. You don't even have to have a problem. I mean, if you're just living your life and you've got something going on that you want to chat about, we'd all like to hear it. I know I would. So definitely just whatever you want to put in the chat is fine with me. Sometimes I like to get a little spicy and talk about the super personal subjects that we all are dealing with, involving perhaps sexuality or something about a relationship. And I'm here for that too. You can be spiritual and you can be sexual. Yes, you can. And actually, the two are not separate. Just FYI. And people, most people think, oh, those are two very separate things. No, they're really not. Because when you're in a sexual relationship with someone, your spirit, you are spirit. So how can your spirit not be involved with this other spiritual human? Right? So, I mean, sure, people can shut down that part of themselves, and they can, I mean, to a point, it's always there. You can't really shut it down, but you can approach someone superficially, or you can approach someone with depth and with spirit from that place of love. And sometimes I think we approach other people in an intimate situation from a place that can be very surfacey, simply because we're afraid. We're afraid to get hurt. We're afraid to let them see who we really are for some reason. Maybe we don't really love ourselves. Maybe we're afraid we're going to be rejected. And all these things go through our heads sometimes, you know, at one point or another when we're engaging with people, whether it's sexual or not. Sometimes, I mean, nobody likes to be rejected about anything. So it can be uncomfortable to really be vulnerable with people in an intimate relationship, or even just, you know, if you're outside hanging out and with friends, or even in a business situation, or if you're in a grocery store with a lot of people you don't know. I'm not saying you should be intimate with everybody, because you shouldn't, but I really don't feel like it's a bad thing if we are open-hearted with everyone. I think that's a really good thing. I actually think it's kind of an essential thing to be open-hearted with everyone. And I do mean that. Even the people you normally wouldn't think of necessarily being open-hearted with. But what I mean by open-hearted is, I want to say vulnerable, but of course we have to also be protective in certain situations, because if there's danger, you don't want to leave yourself vulnerable. So if you're in a relationship with someone or having some sort of interaction with someone who isn't the healthiest person emotionally, you can be open-hearted with them, but you can still be discerning enough not to allow yourself to be put in a position where you can be taken advantage of, or you can be hurt. And this is all a level of fine-tuning that not everyone knows how to do until you practice it throughout your life. And it can take time to really learn how to do this well. Believe me, I know. I've been practicing for quite a while, and I would like to say that I've learned a lot. And it hasn't always been easy. But just to give you a little bit of a story about, you know, myself, I was married when I got married when I was just, Jesus, I don't even remember if it was 18 or 19. 19. I think I got married right when I turned 19. And I was pregnant at the time. I had been dating my then fiance / husband for about 4 years before we got married. I met him when I was 15. Okay. So we dated from 15 to 19. And he was a little older. He actually, I hesitate to say this, but if I'm going to be open and honest with you and vulnerable, I will tell you, because I know all of you are cool people, and I know you all kind of like me a little, otherwise you wouldn't be here. So I don't think you have any ill will toward me. I probably wouldn't announce this to certain other people, but fortunately I don't have that kind of people in my life anymore, thankfully. I met my daughter's dad when I was 15 and he was 23, and I have no idea why my parents allowed me to date this young man. However, I am a Capricorn. I've always been very mature for my age in many ways. Some ways more than others. So yeah, my parents must have, you know, taken leave of their senses for a moment. And they really liked him. He was a very likable guy on the outside. And sorry, I'm not trying to diss my ex-husband. I'm really not. It's just that he's my ex-husband for a reason. So obviously, we were not destined to stay together forever. But we did make a pretty amazing child. So I'm happy about that. And I will say that because I am her mother and I'm allowed to say that. But yeah, anyway, there was a big age gap. And I mean, when you're 15, it makes a big difference. If I had been, 20, it wouldn't have been a big deal that he was 8 years older. But when you're 15, it is a big deal. So, like I said, my crazy parents let me date this guy. And it was meant to be. I know it, looking back on it now, from my vantage point now, looking back on that, it's like, oh God, what in the world were my parents thinking? But it obviously happened for a reason. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. So spirit wanted it to happen. Spirit want, well, I know for a fact spirit wanted my child to be born. And spirit wanted me to learn a lot of lessons, which I did. And I don't regret any of those lessons. I don't think I'd want to repeat it. I'm sure of that, actually. But I learned a whole lot of lessons. And those have really helped me. My discernment is probably at an all-time high for people, for situations, for knowing who's good for me and who's not. It happens very quickly, and I can, if necessary, weed people out of my experience very fast who don't belong there. I can learn a lesson really, really quickly, thankfully. And I'm learning to listen to that more and more because when spirit shows you something, it's really a good idea to pay attention right away and not disregard it. Because sometimes you'll get another indication, which thankfully I have. But sometimes, I don't want to say you won't, because I think that you always do get more than one chance. But I think you should always listen the first time. I mean, it's not really respectful to disregard spirit when spirit gives you a message. That's my feeling. Excuse me one second. So I am totally on board with listening to spirit's messages the first time, if at all possible. Because also, if you don't, and spirit is trying to tell you something and you're just not listening, you're going to keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. And that's not fun. It's really not fun. I mean, who wants to keep going through unnecessary, difficult lessons in life repeatedly? Nobody. And yet we do. So there's that. So anyway, let me go back and see if all of you are alive and well, which I'm sure you are. And I'm happy that you're all here. I'm always grateful for all of you being here in the chat with me. I just have to refresh the page. But yeah, your presence is very, very welcome and appreciated. Oops, here I am. Alrighty. And I see. Edward says, "Blessed morning, love." Hey, Edward, I'm glad you're here this morning. Edward is usually one who has a lot of good questions. Speaking of questions, as I was earlier, yeah. And Shell says, "I miss listening. I think I have been in freeze mode and withdrawn." Would love encouragement from spirit. Yeah, I felt that. I felt the overwhelmment because that's what happens sometimes. When you get overwhelmed and you don't realize it, you just freeze and you withdraw. And truthfully, it's not always a bad thing to withdraw because a lot of times we just really need to go inside. And truly, everything in the world would be so much better if everybody would just take a minute, like, Take a beat and just go inside and do some inner healing, inner work, inner, not necessarily speculation, but just inner reflection. Because inner reflection is where we find out a lot about ourselves. Excuse me. And it's really important. And truthfully, Shell, I feel like the reason I have been feeling the energies more lately is because that's my signal to go inside and focus on myself. So I really am going to give you that advice, and I feel that for you too. I feel like you focusing on yourself is probably what's needed at this point in time. And if you want to ask spirit for guidance or help with something, do it, because spirit will help you. And that's how we get our messages, right? And then definitely listen to whatever you get the first time. Hey, Chris. Yeah, Chris is saying, unfortunately, sinus is on digestion too. Guessing it is inflammation related, working on it from several angles. Yeah. I'm curious as to why you think it's inflammation related for yourself, because I have pretty much cut out sugar. Not pretty much. I have cut out sugar, added sugar. I still eat fruit and everything like that, because it's good food. But sugar, artificial or not artificial, but processed sugars and added sugars, I've basically cut out of my diet. Because of that reason, I didn't want the inflammation that I could tell was in my body. And it's really helped, really, really helped. And I feel like intuitively, Chris, I feel like this for me, and perhaps for you too, is more of a, it's more of the upgrade. I can always tell when the upgrade is more intense, and it's really intense right now. So, and that's where it hits me. It hits me in my sinuses and my digestion, like you. And so I really just feel like this too shall pass, because it will. It always does. And we'll be even more upgraded. I don't know if any of you have noticed lately, but what I have noticed lately is that new abilities are being unlocked. It's like a video game. Because, I mean, really, what is this but a big video game, right? We're all avatars. And new abilities are coming online for me. And I'm noticing that they are. I was just talking to a friend the other day about this. New abilities that I have always wanted but never really had. Like in the way I respond to things, I have surprised myself recently in the way that I have been responding to things. And it's been in a much clearer, and from a much more centered place than I might have in the past. And it's more of an observer than ever. But I've noticed that I've been doing a lot more of this lately. And the upgrades are really helping with all of that. They're giving us the abilities that we need in order to raise our consciousness, and in order to vibrate at a much higher level. And that's what we all want. So, yeah, the physical body can sometimes be challenged by energetic upgrades because they are so potent. And so, if you're going through anything physical right now that seems, kind of unusual or not like you, it's probably that. But definitely, if you have any questions, go check it out with the doctor, like I did, because that's what I did in the very beginning back in 2018 when I started feeling spirit flowing through my body, quite literally. This energy I could feel usually starting through running through my legs, going upward, and then it got to my head, and my head just felt like it was exploding slowly and expanding. And I still get that sometimes, often. But now I'll get it to different degrees. Right now it's pretty strong. When it gets so strong that I feel like I have to lie down, then that's about as strong as it's gotten so far. And it always feels good. It doesn't feel bad, that part. The physical stuff might not feel so great sometimes, like the sinuses and the digestion. But the energy, when I first started feeling this very lovely, blissful feeling in my body, that felt like I was high. It felt like I had really just smoked some weed. And I knew I hadn't. So I was like, okay, maybe I better get this checked out. And I did. And I went to the doctor. Doctor couldn't find anything wrong, thankfully. And I knew inside myself that there really wasn't anything wrong because I could feel that it was spirit. And I could feel that I was being upgraded. I wanted to check, and I think that's wise sometimes just to check if you feel like it's resonant, you know. Sometimes we just know and we don't really have to. And since then, I will say that I have been fortunate enough to be in tune enough with myself health-wise that I know when something is not to worry about, or, you know, God forbid, something to worry about. And thankfully, I've been good. So let's hold on to that. So let's see. Yeah. So Chris, I hope that it lets up for you soon, and that you find something to address it that works really well. And if you do, tell me about it because I'd really like to know, for my own personal knowledge, if nothing else, right? Whatever way we can help each other here, I am all for it. Oh, whoops, wrong chat room. Okay, I'm just going back to the Facebook page. But I think I see all of you so far. Yeah. Okay, Chris says, in agreement with upgrades, received Reiki attunements. Nice. Very nice. I've actually been attuned to Reiki. It was a while ago. And I remember doing some Reiki on my mom as she was in a coma right before she passed. And I know that it helped her, even though it didn't get her better. I know that it's energetic and it helped her energy-wise. I could feel that when she was taken off life support. She didn't go very fast. She hung around. And I know that she wouldn't have been able to do that, I don't think, without spirit's help. And that's what Reiki is. Reiki is using spirit's energy through our bodies. So I highly approve. It's a good thing to do. All right, so let me just okay. So I'm going to pull a card for the collective, and today I'm going to pull the card for the collective from James Van Praagh's Messages from the Guides deck, because I haven't used that in a while. And I was sitting here. Wouldn't you know it, the first card that shows up is Focus on the Positive. These are great. And it doesn't mean spiritually bypassed, but focus on the positive is better than focusing on the negative because what you focus on increases. So it says here, everything is energy. Life on earth is full of circumstances that we label as good or bad. And I try not to do that, but you know, sometimes it's appropriate. When you choose to focus your awareness on any circumstance, you are sending energy to it that will make it stronger. So it only makes sense to give energy to the circumstance that you perceive as positive. If this card appears in your spread, you may have to take steps to alter your thinking. You may be giving too much energy to situations that are troublesome. Some humans are programmed by nature or nurture to dwell on the negative instead of the positive. It may take some practice to alter your reactions. Every event and every person who comes into your life has a purpose. It's human nature to categorize everything as beneficial or detrimental instead of just being a lesson. You can train yourself to look at life events or people objectively and become aware of the reason that they are on your path. What is the lesson? After you come to an understanding of why this event or person has come to you, you can decide the amount of energy you'd like to send its way. Irrelevant of how you handle the situation, learn to look at the lesson as being beneficial to your growth, because it is. If you've learned something from it, and hopefully you have, then that is focusing on the positive. So there's a lot that I love to unpack here. Yeah, like I was just saying, you know, anything you focus on increases, and that's all energy that you're sending to either, like Emmett Fox's Golden Key teaches, you focus on God and you don't think of the problem. You just think of God in some way, shape, or form. And when I say God, you know, of course, you can use whatever name you use for God, spirit, universe, divine, creator, anything you like. It's all the same energy. I don't know why people make such a big fuss. People fight wars over this stuff. Anyhow, God is God. God, spirit is spirit. It's all an energy, and we are made of it, and it is love. So since we are the energy of love, why not focus on love, which is a positive thing? And since it's what we're made of, it's our natural state. We just happen to be in human bodies, and so sometimes we disconnect ourselves from that energy. And something just came in, and I will share it with you. So recently, I don't know how many of you have been made aware of this, but on July 2nd, I just found this out the other day. On July 2nd, one of my very beloved teachers, Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz, who taught me medical intuition, passed away. I don't know the cause. I've tried to find out, but haven't been successful yet. But I just want to say that I will miss her energy here in the physical, and I still know that she is with us and can feel her in the energetic. But the way I found this out was I recommended that someone I was talking to go have a reading. And then when they tried to go have a reading, they found out that she had passed, and they told me. So thank you for that. And I wouldn't have known otherwise. I don't think I've seen it publicized anywhere. And I mean, I didn't even get, I know they talked about it on Hay House at one point. On the website, I think, which is where my friend found out. But yeah, I don't really feel like this has been, I haven't heard anyone say it. I know, unless I just haven't been listening to the right people, but I haven't heard anyone say it in the spiritual community. Nobody's mentioned it. So I thought I would mention it because she's worth mentioning. And we humans have really lost a very special person. Dr. Melissa Schultz was someone, she used to be on Hay House, and I'm sure a lot of you know who she is, but she was an amazing medical intuitive. I've never met anybody as good as she is. She could, just by knowing your first name and your age, she could do an entire body reading, tell you exactly what was wrong with you and why, and what you could do about it. And frankly, I don't really know anybody else who can do that as well as she could. So I just want to mention her today and say that she was someone who was so loving and so caring. Oh my goodness, her depth of heart was so strong and so powerful. I, for one, will really miss her and her beautiful gifts. And I will say that I can feel her now in spirit. And that's, I'm sure, who dropped into my awareness just now. Which I'm really happy about, to tell you the truth. So, and she would always focus on the positive. So she's like a perfect example, because she was a woman who, she was only, I believe she was only 54. I'm sorry, 64. I believe she was 64 when she passed in July. And July was the month when she always did her course up in Maine, which I attended back in 2018, and had my awakening right after the one I was just speaking of. But yeah, she would always do her course in July, and she must have passed away right before she was planning to do the course. So I've also noticed that people generally pass within a couple months of their birthday on either side, before or after. For most people, that's usually how it happens. So my birthday's coming up in December, so hopefully I will stick around for a little bit longer. And but you never know, and I'm okay either way, although I really wouldn't mind sticking around a while longer because I have work to do here. But yeah, Dr. Mona Lisa was so loving. She was, I mean, she was just a really, really wonderful woman. And she had so many health problems that she never talked about. And maybe that's why she got into medical intuition in the first place, although it was a very natural gift for her, I'm sure. And she was so good at it. But she would never let you know like how crappy she felt. She just wouldn't. She would gloss right over it. But I could feel that she was often in a lot of discomfort. And I would ask her how she was, and she would always say, "I'm okay. I'm okay." Which I thought was extremely strong and extremely brave for someone who had been through as much as she had. And she had been through a lot of physical challenges. She just never really made a big deal out of them. She just persevered and she went through her life. And I frankly don't know how she did it. And I admire her for it. And she was a strong, lovely person. And I, for one, am really, really glad that I knew her. So, yeah, I have a lot of love for her. And I know a lot of you do too. So let's focus on the positive. She's in a better place, right? And she's now able to help us possibly even more in a different way than she could while she was here. Although she helped a lot of people while she was here, for sure. But I really do feel like sometimes when people go back to spirit, they can really be super helpful in a very different way, because they really can see the bigger picture, right? And I know for a fact that my mom in spirit has helped me quite a lot. And I asked her for help with a bunch of things, especially with my child, because she's my mom and she knows better than anybody how to work with my child. It's so funny when we as adult children connect with our parents and interact with our parents, if they still happen to be here in the physical, we often revert to the child that we once were in many ways. And I feel like that's also a process of really moving into our adult persona and not react as the child would have with our parents. And that's also a really big lesson. I feel like that's a real challenge, because we are conditioned in our family units to react a certain way with our parents. And often we have trouble getting out of that childhood reactivity. But when you realize that, you know, your parents are just people like you who had parents of their own and probably feel the same way you do in a lot of ways, and they probably feel like children with their parents too. So it's all a matter of learning the lessons and just growing, maturing, and allowing yourself to really learn from all of these experiences. And if you're doing the work, then you're learning. Anybody who does the spiritual work is focusing on the positive, really. Like James Van Praagh's cards say right here. Because it is all energy. It really is. And whatever you focus on does increase. So you choose whether it's positive or negative. And I know sometimes it's easier, some instances are easier than others, depending on what's going on in your life. But it really doesn't do any good to focus on negative stuff. It just doesn't. Yeah, sometimes you have to deal with it, but you don't have to focus on it. You just have to chop wood, carry water, get through your day as blissfully as possible. Why not go for the gold? Why approach life in a small way when you can do it in a big way? I'm going to go back to the Facebook chat because I feel like I'm out in left field, but I know you all know how I am. So, okay. Excuse me. And yes, I see a bunch of comments coming in. Okay. Yeah, Pamela says, yes, the energy is a bit overwhelming at the moment. It is, and I love it at the same time, even though it's overwhelming. You know, it's, I think if it's too overwhelming, then it can definitely be a bit much. But I feel like it kind of makes me feel alive in some ways, because I'm actually feeling what I'm feeling. Pardon me. Okay. So Shell says, been asking spirit for guidance, but everything seems just so silent. Okay. When it seems silent, that's usually the time when you just want to relax, go inside yourself, and just focus on you. Take care of yourself. Whatever that means to you, you know, get good sleep, eat good food, drink more water. And when you drink water, it's really important to take a little bit of salt, not sodium chloride, but good salt, like a Celtic salt or a Himalayan salt. Just take like a little pinch of salt with water, because that helps the water get into your cells more easily. It's really important. It's electrolytes. That's why they sell Gatorade, which really isn't that good for you. Not to diss Gatorade, but they've got a few ingredients in there that I don't love. So, but that's the idea. The electrolytes are good for you and you need them. So that's what the salt provides. Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Pamela, she says, oh no, I had been thinking of her lately. She was wonderful. She sure was. And Pamela would also like a card if there's time. So let's see if I can do that for you. Yeah, Chris says, used to enjoy listening to Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz on Hey House. Me too. All right, let's pull Pamela's card really quick because we have a few minutes. So I'm going to use the same deck, if that's okay with you, Pamela. And this card is for Pamela. And if it resonates for anyone else, then it's for you too. That last card resonated for me for sure. So I will go with this card for you. Practice moderation, Pamela. Practice moderation. And what it says for you, and whomever else this is resonating for, you have chosen to incarnate to this physical dimension to enjoy and partake in experiences you could not have anywhere else. In all things, whether in the spirit realms or on earth, balance is the key to everything. Moderation simply means avoiding extremes in all things. You must learn to conserve energies and bring moderation, excuse me, in order to live a fuller life, express yourself more clearly, and cultivate the gifts of your spirit. If this card makes an appearance in your spread, you need to examine what aspects of your life seem to overshadow the rest. Too much work, too much food, and too much stress are all common areas to keep a watchful eye on. You are a precious being, and you need to understand that it is your responsibility to bring yourself to a state of balance and moderation, or suffer the consequences. In life, there should always be a sense of cooperation with others. You are experiencing a time in our civilization that is saturated with stimulation and technology. It is therefore imperative to stop and be mindful of the moments that you are living. Simplicity in all things, mixed together with a sense of balance in everything you partake in, makes for a happier and longer life. So that is for you, Pamela. And I hope that makes sense. That's a good card. I believe in moderation, especially where it pertains to emotion. I feel like really being at that place of peace and that place of satisfaction and that place of feeling successful, depending on who you are, of course. There's a place of peace inside us where God resides, and that's who we really are. So yeah, that place is honestly the best place of all. And feeling blissful, which is an extreme, but it also feels good. So I'm not gonna say no to it. Or not feeling so blissful. We try and take whatever we are given, even if it's not what we would have chosen. And we try and find some sort of gold in it. And that's where we reside, somewhere in the middle. And then those moments that are super high, those are icing on the cake. And I love them. So I'm going to make way right now for Jamie Dawn. And then Serena after her, so they can do their shows, which are great. And I'm going to invite all of you back next week. I'm so happy you're all here, and thank you for all the interaction. I so appreciate it, and I'm so grateful for all of you. You've been here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you. Bye, everybody.